Mom? Mom, what is it?
Oh, Mikey, look at the newspaper. It's awful.
Yet another Chestertown High School student found dead. Oh, was it?
Yes, it seems the student's death was at the hands of that large dog or wolf or demon spawn that's been on the loose.
Technically, it would be at the paws of the large dog or wolf that's been on the loose.
Don't make fun.
What? I'm not. I'm just saying dogs have paws, not hands.
God is punishing this town, Mikey.
Why would God want to punish our town?
Chestertown High should not be putting up that production of Cats the Musical. It's a pagan pageant, I'm telling you.
I gotta go, Mom. I'm gonna be late.
Hey, Mikey, wait up. We're coming. Did you hear about that kid from our school that got eaten by the werewolf last night?
Oh, so it's a werewolf now? I heard that it's one of the theater kids wearing their cat's costume as a disguise.
It's a werewolf. I heard that Henry Washington saw it stalking around the football field a few nights ago.
Doesn't Henry Washington have severe glaucoma? His glasses are like 3 inches thick. That kid can't see caca.
You can't see caca.
But just...
Boys! Boys! Who taught you the word caca?
You can make fun of me as much as you want, Mikey. You're my best friend, and it's my responsibility to keep you informed.
All right, Bernie, slow down. We're neighbors, at most. But I hear you. There's a werewolf at our high school. I'll watch my back. Bye, Coach Rick. Have a good night. Oh, come on, man. You got this. No need for bloodlust tonight. You're still full from last night. I mean, how much has a teenage guy got to eat anyway? And that's right, you are just a teenage boy. You are not a werewolf. That's crazy. Just, you know, go get a burger. You know, a raw burger. A bloody, juicy, raw... No! What was that?
Don't eat me.
Is that another werewolf? Sorry.
There's another one!
Mikey? Is that you?
Bobby? You're...
Not getting dinner tonight, it seems.
Hello, student body. This is Capri Lloyd Webber. No relation. CHS Theater Society, maîtresse du drame. We all know that as a result of last night's attempted attack, sophomore Barry Alto Henry Washington has admitted himself to the mental hospital for severe emotional distress. The Theater Society feels the need to address the very serious rumors going around that this wolf or werewolf or what have you is one of the theater students in a Cats the Musical-themed costume. We actually don't even have the costumes in yet. Finally, Cats the Musical is not a pagan musical. It's just a celebration of cats and dance.
Psst. Mikey.
Bobby.
Over here.
Where?
Over here, I'm under the bleachers.
Oh.
So.
I guess, we are both werewolves.
Shh.
Huh?
Don't just say it like that.
Oh, sorry. We are.
Oh my God. I thought I was alone. This is crazy.
It kind of feels really good to know that someone else, and, you know, not just anyone, but someone who I like, is also, you know... Ow!
How long have you known? I've known my whole life, basically.
Really? My first transformation was freshman year.
It is kind of nice knowing that you're the other... You know what? Because I like you too. I've always thought you were cool. It's kind of hard to make friends with my brother always around.
Bernie's... You know, he's cool.
No, he's not.
Who's there?
Capri?
Yes! It's
I, Capri, maîtresse du drame of the Theater Society.
Wow. Congrats on being that. And on being queen loser.
Oh, at least I'm the queen. What are you two doing here?
What are you doing here?
I asked first.
So what?
Who's there?
Oh, hey, guys.
Bernie.
Shouldn't you be out on the field with your fellow brutes?
Pipe down, nerd.
How dare you! Bobby, tell your twin. Wait, where'd Bobby and Mikey go?
Whoa, that was a close one.
Yeah, well, should probably get going to Trig. But hey, I heard there's a full moon tonight. Maybe we could, I don't know, howl at it together?
That sounds really nice.
Ow! See you tonight.
Ooh. it's kind of spooky out here at night.
Hold my hand. I'll protect you. What was that?
I don't know. Wait. What are we afraid of? We're the spooky things that come out at night.
The clouds are moving. The moon is showing. Shall we?
I've never done this with anyone else before.
You know what? Me neither.
Ow!
Wow. We are terrifying.
Terrifyingly handsome.
I do feel handsome. Check out my tail.
Yes. Look at that tail. Look at my tail. Work it. I think I see our first snack.
Let's eat.
Where are you taking me?
I heard the Van Owens got some goats this week.
Those rich bastards.
We shouldn't.
Right. But have you ever had puppy? It's so decadent.
It just feels so wrong.
But it tastes so right.
Sorry, little guy.
What a night. I've never felt so alive. I really like being werewolves with you. I'd love to do it again sometime.
We're more than werewolves, you know. We could get to know each other with a little less fur, too.
First, do you think the snouts would, you know, get in the way if I did this? Oh! Look at that! We're teenage boys again.
Oh, I miss my tail.
I think you're just as cute without it. Wait, shh! Who's that over there? Is that Capri running across the football field?
Do you think she saw us?
I mean, she's so far away. I doubt it. God, that theater nerd is such a freak. What is she doing out this late?
Who cares? Let's just go home.
Mom? Mom, are you okay? Screaming at the newspaper. Again. What is it this time, Mom?
Read it yourself. I feel faint.
Following the slaughter of a variety of neighborhood pets, a curfew has been passed for the residents of Chestertown. All citizens are required to remain inside after nightfall. Local police will be leading a manhunt for what is now assumed to be either a very implausible werewolf in our midst, or a very probable deranged theater student from Chestertown High.
You are not going to school today. One of those pagan theater students is on a murder spree. You are staying home until they are caught and that musical is shut down for good.
Mom, you're being so dramatic.
You're right. Sometimes I look at you and you look so much like your father, and this memory comes back. and then it's gone. Anyway, God rest his mortal soul. Have a good day at school. Stay safe. God bless. Be back before curfew.
I saw you last night. I know your secret.
I don't know what you're talking about, Capri. Get out of my way.
Ah, I'm on to you, Mikey.
Hey, Boo.
Shh. Keep it down.
Sorry, I was just excited to see you.
No, we can't do this, Mikey. Capri knows.
Who cares about Capri?
She knows, and she's going to tell everyone and ruin our lives.
I don't care.
Well, I do.
Capri? Are you seriously hiding behind that trash can right now?
I'm not hiding. This is just where I like to hang out and run my life.
Get out of here.
You know, I can't do this, Mikey. I hate having this awful secret. I hate being a you know what. I just want to be a normal guy.
Bobby, what are you talking about?
I gotta go. And I think it would be best if we didn't talk again.
What? Bobby, come on! Wait, Bobby! No! Whoever you are, get out!
Just finishing up. Can I wash my hands?
Wash quick? Them in the I don't know, the water fountain outside. I said, get out! Mom, I'm not going to school today. I feel sick. Mom! Knock!
They caught the killer!
They what?
They have the killer in custody at Chestertown Jail. It's on TV right now!
Bobby.
Look, I told you it was one of those pagan theater students.
Capri?
And look, she's wearing a cat costume. Just like I suspected. Possessed by the devil.
I thought she said they didn't have the costumes yet.
I'm just glad she's been caught. Now we can all sleep soundly at night knowing the killer has been stopped and that pagan musical has been canceled.
Lying little creep. I gotta go.
I thought you were sick.
I was faking it. Bye, Mom. Bobby? Bobby! Where are you?
Mikey, over here!
Bernie, not now. I'm looking for Bobby. Have you seen him?
You know, for my best friend, you sure do spend a lot of time with my brother.
How many times do I have to tell you, man? We're neighbors. At most.
That's a little caca and you know it.
Mikey! Scram, Bernie!
You guys suck, you know that?
What the hell is going on?
Capri is taking credit for all our hard work.
Yeah, but why?
Well, she knew our secret, and she knew that once it came out, we'd be famous. Well, we'd be infamous, but, you know, we'd still be famous. And that little theater club president just wants her name in everyone else's mouth.
Well, yeah, but why would she want to be famous for murder?
I don't know. Some people are sick, Mikey. But we're not. And I'm sorry about what I said the other day. I had it twisted. We're not the sick ones. We're just us. Can't help it. Let's be proud of who we are. Let's stop hiding in the shadows and letting little creeps like Capri scare us into silence.
You're amazing. You know that?
I know it now. Thanks to you. I love you, Mikey.
I love you too, Bobby. Let's go be ourselves. Let me see that tail. Work it.
Oh, you like
work
this
it.
Tail.
Work it. I love that tail.
Shake my furry tail feather. Well, I guess we should get out of here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.